Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi, live from Yerushalayim Hills, in the middle of what's known as the Chamsan. It is very hot here in the Yerushalayim Hills of Aseret these days. It's about 103 degrees outside. But Baruch Hashem, as you'll see, heat has to do with this Mishneh Berurah as well, this halacha as well. So we're in the middle of Siman Shin Yud Aleph, and we're up to Sif Beis, and guess what? You have a mace, Shehisriach Babayis. You have a mace that's starting to deteriorate. He's starting to smell and become foul smelling because it is becoming putrid. V'nimtza mizbaze bein hachayim, v'heim mizbazim mimenu. The issue here is that besides the mace being degraded, having a bizayon, it's also okay an issue, right? V'heim mizbazim mimenu, and they are also degraded. You have both the chayim and the mesim that this is not a kavod to, because the chayim have to deal with the smell, and it's obviously a bizayon that the mace is deteriorating. So here, what's the halacha? So before we get to the halacha, the Rama adds the yesh omrim dafilu lo hisriach adayim. This we mentioned yesterday in one of the Mishnah Berurahs, that the Rama says even if he has yet to fully become putrid, he has yet to fully deteriorate and start smelling up, he's about to start smelling. And he's starting to decompose, but he has yet to start smelling. The same halacha would apply according to these Yesh Omrim. What is the halacha? Mutar lahotzio lekarmelis. So here he comes to the halacha that he's allowed, a person's allowed to actually here not only do tilkul mukta, but he's allowed to actually bring him from a Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis. He can bring him outside the house, which is a more chamur Isser Derabanan. It is the Rabbanan of Hotzah, which is more chamur. So let's now check out the Mishnah Berurah on this. Mutter Laho Sio Le Karmelis. So here comes the Mishnah Berurah. The Godol Kavod Abrios Shedocha Lo Sase De Devrayan. Famous halacha that all of you who have learned Brachos know this from the third parak of Brachos. The Gadol HaBrios is Doche Lo Sase de Rabban. Uma Shekosav, again, this is the Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan Hotzah. Uma Shekosav v'im haya lahem makom hu das harambam. And that's where he goes on to say, im haya lahem makom. Let's go back to there in the Shulchan Aruch a second. It says, v'im haya lahem, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Before, keep your finger on the Mishnah Berurah, everybody listening. And go back to the Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Im haya lehem makom latzeisbo ein motzien oso." It says one is permitted to move him to a Karmelis if what? If the people in the house says you can move him to a Karmelis, but if the people in the house have what? Have a place to go other than this house, then ein motzien oso. So in other words, if the people can go somewhere else, this is the only time this is a heter according to the Shulchan Aruch. Is if the people have nowhere to go and they have to stay there and smell the body. In that case, elamanichem oso bimkomo v'yoytzim heim. So in that situation, if the people have another house to go to, or another floor to go to, or another room to go, they're not going to smell, then they close up the mace in that room until after Shabbos, and if they don't have to smell them, then there's no heter. The heter is not to allow them to stay in their house. The heter is they have no other place to go, so then it's a kavod abrias for them, right, not to go ahead and have to smell the mace. And now that's what the Mishnah Berurah here is referring to. Umasha kasa v'yim ha'yalehem makom, if they had another place to go, that's the Dasa Rama, that's the Rama. What's the reason? The Tamo, the reason is, this feel like the Ikar HaHeter, we had this yesterday also, according to this opinion, the Ikar HaHeter is mipnei kvod ha'chayim. Sha'chayim is bazim gamkein, that the chayim is also being degraded. The people that are alive, okay, are being denigrated. Gamkein al yedei shameis nisrach v'nisbaze. They're also being denigrated by this mace who's becoming putrid and getting denigrated. Ulekach v'yesh lehem makom l'tesham. Therefore, if they have a place to go, the people, the su leket kavod hachayim, there's no longer any kavod hachayim. Ein motzien oso. They would not have the head there to bring the mace outside and move into a Karmelis. Levad mi mace sheba b'svina, ha'amur b'sof hasif, except for the case coming up, okay, where he comes from a boat, which we're going to see at the end of the sif, shamhu bizayon gadol lames. In that case that we're going to see coming up, when it's an extreme bizayon to the mace, kishainam yehudim misasvin svivosa, it's going to be a tremendous degradation to the mace, because the body is going to be located in a place what's the issue? The issue is because you can have many, many non-Jews there gathered around the body, okay? And it's going to be excessive degradation. And Chazal were therefore very concerned, Chashashu l'kvodo. They were very concerned for the kavod. Masha'en kein hacha. As opposed to here, leka bizayon kol kach l'meis. It's not such a big bizayon if he's in the house. Kevin she'munach b'makom, okay? She'munach b'makom she'ein roen. Since he's in a place, okay, where the body is not seen, so it's not a super duper bizayon of the mace. And also, kevan shekvar yisriach, since it has already become putrid, so what more degradation is there going to be? V'da, d'ladas hayesh omrim, hanom le'el shemakilin, that are makil, even bekarov la'asriach, that are makil even when the body will soon start getting putrid. Afilu yesh lehem makom, let's say, mutter lo'tzia mipnei shelo yasriach. So according to that, yesh omrim is very important. Then even if they have, okay, some place to go, they're going to be permitted to remove the body to prevent it from putrefying. So what comes out here is, according to the Ramah who says, Yesh omrim da'afilo hisriach hadayin, you could take them out. He's understanding that Mishnah Brura, that they are makel stam b'shvil kvod ha-meis alone, not only the kvod ha-chayim, and therefore, for sure, you would be able to remove the mace, okay, or in order so that it won't go ahead and start putrefying. Okay? I guess taking the mace out would prevent a quicker putrefying. Okay? And this opinion holds that even if it's just a kavod ha-mace issue, that's enough to allow the carmelis, moving the mace out into the carmelis. Now, what's very interesting about this is, you see the kavod ha-chayim is very serious. If you notice in the Gemara and Brachas that you guys learned, so the Gemara learns out kavod ha-brios from the mace mitzvah case. So that hefted by Shevi Altasa. So with this, you can see, it's funny, people have greater kavod sometimes for the mace. But you see here that like mace mitzvah itself comes from the core kavod ha-brios that you have to have for your friend. So okay, I'm going to have a big kavod for a mace, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to diss and boosh out my friend. That doesn't make too much sense. Okay. Let's move on now. The Yesh Omrim Shelo Etiru Lotziu LeKarmelis Ela Al Yedei Kikar O Tinok. He now goes on to the halacha that there are those that they say that they didn't matir taking out the mace to the Karmelis, except Al Yedei, except together with a kikar, a loaf of bread or a tinok or a child. This is what we saw yesterday. Okay. What's the yisoid? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Ela al yedei kikar. The hotza de'i afshar litakunei shari. According to this opinion, hotza you can't do anything about. So that they said, okay, you can take it out. Aval tiltil, but tiltil, you know what you could do? You can lessen the iser tiltil. As we saw yesterday, there is a lesser tiltil mukta if you move the mace, because again, the mace is also mukta. But the lesser iser mukta, if you put on the mace also a loaf of bread or some non-mukta item and you carry the mace together with the non-mukta item. So therefore he says, the esher l'tikunei al yedei kikar, the iser tiltul of mukta, you can fix it, at least partially, by carrying the mace together with a dabar that's mutter to carry. So then you go ahead and do that, the maski, and then you can go ahead and do that. Sif, we have to continue on the Shulchan Aruch. The yesh misha omer, shekol shemotzio l'karmelis, Mutav lahotzi shelo b'kikar v'tinok kedei l'mayet b'hotza. He says, others that say, no. True, you're going to solve the mukta problem, but if you add a kikar and a tinok, then you're adding to the hotza. So therefore, you shouldn't go ahead and do that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Tes Mutav Lahotzi. Ayin Bel Eliyahu Rabba. Says check out the Eliyahu Rabba. Shechriya Kedei Rishona. Who passes like the first opinion? Mishum Shapei Poskim Sovim Kamos. Because many posts can go with the first opinion that you should take the mace out with a kikar or with a right some other namuks item. When we come up nearly Kishain Lo Kikar Vatinok. However, he says obviously the situation where there is no kikar and tinok, then Mutalotzi, you would be able to remove the body off below kikar vatinok, even without the kikar vatinok. The Afal Day Arishona, even according to the first opinion, Ein Achreya Shehu Liikuva. It's not okay clear that this is Liikuva. This is essential. It's just that if you have a tinok and a any other non muktzah item, you should take the mace out with it to avoid total muktzah. But if you didn't have anything another non muktzah item to take the mace out with, then you wouldn't have to do it, even according to the first opinion. Ayein the Magen Avram Sif Katan Chasi says Urel Yal Rabba Sif Katan Zayin. We now move on. The Yesh Misha Matir back to Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Misha Matir Lahotzio Af Lirishus Harabim Al Yedei Tino. There are those that allow you to take out the mace. This is where does this come from? Even Lirishus Harabim. I know, I remember from the Gemara Brachas, Kavod HaBriyah is not Doichad Deiraisis, right? So what's he talking about? Al Yedei Tinok. If you do it together with a what? With a Tinok. Avalo Al Yedei Kikar. But not together with a Kikar. So what is this issue? So Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yid Aleph. Oh, Yud, sorry. After Rishus HaRabin, he says, Taimo. What's the reason? Dehavi La Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. So you have to realize, this is not Hotzah Doraisa. This is Hotzah, right? You guys know from Ksuvah this year. Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. This is a classic example of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Daha Ein Tzarech L'Wat. Daha Ein Tzarech L'Mais. You don't need the mace outside. The Malacha, if it was Tzricha L'Gufa, it means in Hotzah, the Malacha, the purpose of the Malacha of Hotzah is to get the item outside. Not to remove the item from where it is. So here's your goal isn't to take the mace and bring it somewhere. It's to get the mace out of the house because it stinks. So that's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, which is Pater Aval Aser, according to most Rishon. Remember, there's an Aruf sheet that says differently. The less Baraki Isad Rabbanon, the Rabbi Shimon. It's only a Isad Rabbanon according to Rabbi Shimon, because we don't pass in Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's Chayim. We pass in like Rabbi Shimon, according to most Rishonim, that's Pater Aval Aser. The kind of Gemara say, with a mace, therefore, lo gazru, they were not geyser, on Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, mibnei kvar abrios. Ah, so then why doesn't everyone agree? It should be like Carmelist. About there, we shown a sphere, like the first opinion holds, de lo hitiru ela Carmelist. They only were matir a Carmelist, not Rishus HaRabim. Why? De lesla ikir d'iraisa. He says, because the core Malacha is not d'iraisa. You see, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Maisa Malacha itself is d'iraisa. It's just that because it's not Tzricha L'Gufa, it's lacking what's called Meleches Machsheves. Sound familiar? It's lacking Meleches Machsheves. And if it's lacking Meleches Machsheves, so that's why it's Derabbanan. But at its core, it's a Maisa Malacha d'iraisa. Therefore, it's a stronger Derabbanan than taking from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist, which the Maisa itself is only an Issa d'Rabbanan. Masha'en came bezed, d'shei malacha aleh, right? By a regular Issa the Karmelis, there's no Ika d'Raisa. As opposed to here, by a malacha seyachid al-gufa, right? Bezed, d'shei malacha aleh. It has shei malacha. Ela she'en tzarech le'gufa. It's not tzarech le'gufa. Therefore, lo etiru af a mace, therefore they weren't matir by a mace. Vayim betazel yarabah, da'alacha k'dei rishon. The lacha is actually k'dei rishon. You can't bring the mace out, even for kavod abrios, to a what? To a Rishus HaRabim. Mishum da'apar, abei poskim sovrim kamosa. That's pretty powerful, because if you remember, in the sugi of Kavod HaBriyos, there are Rishonim that hold, there are certain daraises, right? You remember Tysus, you guys didn't learn this stuff. Da'abei poskim sovrim kamosa. Da'abei poskim sovrim kamosa, u'beprat, divinlacha, she'enet tzricha l'gufa, gamkein lo brira du paterle. There's two issues. Number one is, it's not so simple that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Pata. We paskin that it's Pata Al-Lasa, but there is the Sheet of Rav Yehuda, and the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Right? The Yesh Poskim Ki Rav Yehuda, the Mechayiv Aleh, Ayin, like we'll see coming up, in Sof Simon Shin Lamadal. So therefore, Rav Poskim say that only Heter, to take it out, Al Yedei tinok or kikar to avoid the mutza, and you can take it out to the karmelis, is only be'isr hotzah the karmelis, but not the rishus harabim, even if it's the rabbanon based on malachas shenas v'yichla gufa. Then he say, it's only ayyadei tinok, aval lo ayyadei kikar. What's the difference? So Mishnah Berurah says, dafka kishahu gadol ktsas. This refers specifically to a what? To a child that's a little bit old, and they can walk. The shayich bo, remember this? Chai noisei es atzmo. Where really, midoraisa, there's no issur of carrying the tinok. The less they be alma, rak issur de rabbanan. It's only an issur de rabbanan. Because chai noisei es atzmo. Uve mace, lo gozru. And by a mace, they weren't gozer on carrying out the tinok together with the mace to avoid the mukta. And also they had the heter to carry it out because the iser at its core is still the rabbanan. Masha'en came b'katan b'yaser, but if you're dealing with a real baby, who shava right l'kikar? That would be the same as a bread. B'chayiv al-tza, and you'd be chayiv d'ayraisa on the hotza, on the carrying it out, and therefore there'd be no heter. And there l'char, it wouldn't even be malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Okay. Weiter. We move on. Yud beis. We need to go into the Rama now. Rama. Who are then the mutar lomar leni yehudi l'tap lo kama ayde kikar v'tinok? So now he goes on and he says, Rama. Similarly. Oh, sorry. I skipped something. Let's continue with the Shulchan Aruch. Who are then the rabbi b'zayon acher? He says the same halacha applies. This was quoted before. Okay, if it's a different type of bizayon, not just the bizayon of decomposing. Let's say it's a different type of bizayon because if it's, for example, the mace is on a ship where there are non-Jews, okay, that are gathering, so that's extra super duper, as we saw, razzle dazzle. Bizayon, I don't know if you call bizayon razzle dazzle, okay, but that's what he called the super duper bizayon, and for that super duper bizayon, also you would be able to go ahead and move the mace out, okay. V'hu adin, demutarim loymar la'ina yehudi letaltalo kimo al yedei kikar v'tinok. So comes the Ramani says that similarly, what could you do? Okay, you could go ahead and ask a non-Jew to move it. Just as, right, they can move Kumo al Yadei Kikar v'tino, the same way they can move it along with a loaf or with a wap or with a child. How else can you take the mace out? You can take the mace out al Yadei Goy. Also the Tato mace al Yadei Kikar v'tino litzorach kohanim o davar acher. He says it's usur to go ahead and move the mace, okay, for, this is interesting, by the means of a loaf or a tinuk, for who? As we're talking about it, the Kohen walks in. Letzorach Kohanim o Davaracher. If it's for the benefit of the Kohanim or some other purpose, there's no heter. Aval al Yedei Eina Yehudi, but to go ahead and move the mace out with a goy because of a Kohen, that you would be able to do. V'chein ra'yisi nagim letzorach mitzvah o chasana. Also, we saw as well, if it's a tzorach mitzvah, a chasana, you can go ahead and you can take and do the iser of having a guy take something out to a karmelis. So let's see, Mr. Bura. V'hu adin dimutarim loymar. Kimo al yedei kikar. Ayein siman shin. I skipped something? Yeah. Rotzalomar. Kemoshe tiru b'Yisrael al yedei kikar v'tinok. The same they were matir by Yisrael. Wherever they were matir by Yisrael, they kikar v'tinok. He tiru al yedei Yehudi. They allowed with a goy af beli kikar without the kikar v'tinok to avoid having to have a kikar v'tinok. U'melem ash mitzas milashon zeh the dafke lekarmelis. It sounds like this is specifically for a karmelis. Aval shusha rabim. However, the rishus harabim the also the rov post. Most posts can hold. You can't bring it out to a rishus harabim. Okay. When it comes to a Yisrael al yedei kikar, right? The rov post can al yedei Yisrael af al yedei kikar v'tinok. So therefore, afil al yedei Yehudi aser. However,
However, Eliyahu Rabbah Mitzadi Bishem Kama Posgim, She Sovrim Lahaki Al Gambers the Rabbah. He says, even though we don't paskin that you could use a kikar and tino for Rishus HaRabim, Ayidegay, you'd be able to move him out, okay, to the Rishus HaRabim. What's this halacha letzorech kohanim, for the purpose of kohanim? She yichol liyos b'vateyem, so they could be in their house, she ayutachas gag echad im hameis. They want to be able to have the kohen remain in their house, because they were in the same, under the same roof as who? As a, they were under the same roof as the mace. The lo hutter is a tiltul hamace. They didn't matir tiltul hamace ayidei kikar otinok, only for the tzorech of the mace, or the tzorech of the kavod abrios through the mace. The kasu achronim, in other words, here the kohen had to leave because he—that's his halacha. He has to leave because there's a mace there. Not going to be matir, okay? The kasu achronim, the tiltul minatzad. However, tiltul minatzad, the hainu lehoscho mimita lamita, that which we saw yesterday, a tiltul minatzad of rolling the mace from bed to bed, where you're not actually moving the mace itself, but you're doing it all your day the mita. Shari l'tzorach kohanim, that would be allowed for the kohanim. Afilu shalom ayyidei kikar v'tinok. Even without the kikar v'tinok, da'arei hu tiltul min atzad. Because you avoid the mukta by tiltul min atzad, and it's l'tzorach mekomo, shari, you need a place, you want to stay in the place. U'kilakala misafei. U'mikomakom ben b'zeh, b'chei m'ma shematir arama, ayyidei el Yehudi. It says, regardless, whether this or what the Rama matir ayyidei Yehudi, who dafki im akrovin rotsim. It's only if the krovin want it. The mishum bizayon ames leka bezeh. Because there's no issue of bizayon ames. The ma lo kishim etaharin oso bebayezeh or bayezeh. He doesn't care where they do the tahara. They do the tahara. The mate doesn't care what house he's in. Aval ein yichol lechufan lo tzio min abayez shemes sham im lo b'makom shehaminag l'seiso miyad b'makom shemetaren also then yachol lechufa. What's he saying? He's saying that the kohanim, they can't go ahead and they can't make the rest of the family remove the body from the house where the mace died. Okay, he said if there's a particular minhag, okay, to immediately carry the body to the place where they do the tahara, then they can force it because you got to move it out. Okay, he says, "Tafilo here, Beis Knesses, and we'll continue this part tomorrow." Okay.